Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. Palestinian man dies of wounds sustained due to Israeli army gunfire 13 years ago, and Israeli troops clash with local youth near Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported on Wednesday that Rami Al-Talib, 29 years old, from Al-Jalazon refugee camp near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, died due to wounds he sustained after being shot by the Israeli army in October of 2000. Talib was shot by Israeli soldiers with a live round that hit him in his back, leaving him paralyzed from waist down. Doctors in Ramallah City Hospital said that Talib was admitted to hospital 3 days ago due to health complications caused by his injury and died today. Also near Ramallah, the Israeli military closed today the Ofar Military Detention Center and announced that troops managed to arrest 5 Palestinians who entered the facility. The army gave no more details but announced that they are looking for a 6th person of the group. Ofar Detention Center was the location of protests for the past 3 days organized by Palestinians in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political detainees held by Israel. Since Monday, at least 50 Palestinians were injured by the Israeli army gunfire near Ofar Detention Center. In other news, Israeli soldiers arrested on Wednesday a Palestinian young man during clashes that erupted between troops and local youth at the village of Beit Umar near Hebron City, southern West Bank. Troops invaded the village and fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at local youth, who responded with hurling stones at soldiers, residents reported. During the clashes, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers invaded the village of Barta'a near the northern West Bank city of Jenin and took over 2 caravans used by a local farmer to grow plants. Residents said that troops took the 2 caravans because the farmer placed them in his land that is too close to the Israeli wall. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, February 20th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.